it's all too easy to judge other people's weaknesses through the lens of our own abilities. Pretty quickly, we can come to the conclusion that none of them really measure up to our standards. And not surprisingly, that's not a good thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again, as today we take a look at the people around us from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to experience His power and His peace. Before I became a Christian, you know what my favourite saying was? It's so hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys. I guess I was a bit of a social Darwinist. I believed in the survival of the fittest. Every year on my annual confidential report when I was an officer in the Australian Army, they'd end up writing something along these lines. This officer does not suffer fools gladly, or words to that effect. And I guess each one of us, as we judge the abilities of others through the lens of our own particular strengths, can come to that same conclusion. It's so hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by all these turkeys. The point is, we all think of ourselves as the eagle and the other people as the turkeys. Depends on your perspective, I guess. But you don't need a PhD in psychology to figure out that if we all wander around with that same attitude, well, it's going to be a pretty ugly world to live in, isn't it? This week on the program, we're unpacking the old Yiddish proverb that goes like this: every generation has to learn for itself, the stove is hot. And I guess as we look back on our lives as we've grown and matured, well, you look at your teenage years and you remember the fun and you remember ignoring your parents' good advice because we knew it all. I did. I knew it all. I'm sure you did too. I didn't need my parents to tell me what to do. I knew it all. And as we grow and we learn, well, you know, maybe I don't know it all. I think maturity comes when we say, boy, actually, there's a lot I don't know. Growing up and maturing is really about getting better at discerning and accepting advice, figuring out what's good advice that we take into our lives and that we act on and that we allow to influence us and to change us, and what's the bad advice that we steer clear of. That's the theory anyway, but often we still ignore and reject good advice. If you're a parent, you'll know that you have the experience, you see the consequences of what your kids are doing, but sometimes they just won't listen. Sometimes they just have to go out and learn for themselves that the stove is hot. They have to live out the consequences of their own mistakes. But you know something? It's not just teenagers. It's you and me. Nothing changes. It's exactly the same for us, because we're pretty good at ignoring good advice too. And this week and also next week, we're going to be looking at some of God's wisdom in Solomon's book of Proverbs, where he talks to a bunch of young men and says, look, I've been around the block a few times. You know, I've seen it all. I've done well. I've made mistakes. And here's some of the wisdom. Go and suck on this for a while. Go and get this wisdom into you because it's good. We don't know if the young men listened or not. But what we can do is we can tune into the advice and say, oh, well, I wonder if there's something in there for me. Today we're going to look at another piece of advice. We're going to look at how we treat other people, what we do and what we say about them. This is what Solomon writes: when God blesses his people, their city prospers, but deceitful liars can destroy a city. It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbours, but if you're sensible, you'll keep quiet. A gossip tells everything, but a true friend will keep a secret. It's not a bad little passage. It starts off by saying, when God blesses his people, their city prospers. And you know something? That's God's heart. God's heart is to bless us physically and spiritually and emotionally and socially with the most abundant life. That's what Jesus promised. Yes, that includes sacrifice. Yes, that includes living through difficult times. But ultimately, God wants to bless us. So when God blesses his people, their city prospers. Notice Solomon doesn't write the individual prospers. He's talking about something much bigger, much more wonderful. The community as a whole prospers. That's great. We in our societies these days, I don't think we do communities so well. We all have TVs and internet and cars, and we often don't see each other. But God wants to bless the community. Together we're blessed. In fellowship we're blessed. But deceitful liars can destroy a city. Isn't that amazing? Deceit and lies can rob the city of God's blessing. I'd have thought nothing could rob us of God's blessing. But it turns out that deceitful liars rob us of God's blessing and destroy that city. It's like having one or two rotten apples in the barrel that spoils the whole barrel. Why is that? Well, because dishonesty undermines trust, and trust is the bond in that city that holds the community together. And when trust is undermined, relationships break down. Over the years as a consultant, I guess I've worked in well over 200 organisations. The work I've done in the information technology industry. And it's interesting when you go into an organisation, often they talk about themselves as either being a high trust or a low trust environment. And I have to tell you, high trust companies, they're a joy to work in. But where the culture is a culture of low trust, it's absolutely horrible. It's brutal because people are always worrying about being stabbed in the back. In a high trust environment, it's not about winning. In a low trust environment, it's about winning. It's an interesting contrast between golf and cricket. In golf, you mark your scorecard incorrectly and you are duty-bound to disqualify yourself. I saw Greg Norman do that in a big tournament once. He came back the next day and said, "I've made a mistake on my card. I'm disqualifying myself." But in cricket these days, when people hit the ball and they're caught and the umpire didn't quite see it, they're supposed to walk. They're supposed to say, "Well, I know I hit it. I know I'm out." But these days, they don't. I don't like that. When God blesses his people, the city prospers. But deceitful liars can destroy a city. It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbours. If you're sensible, you'll keep quiet. Why? Don't you just love getting mileage about people's faults? Have you heard? Did you know? Oh, really? We love to gossip. So when we make a blunder, do we want it up in lights? Do we? What is it about us that somehow belittling others publicly, somehow that makes us feel bigger and better? What it does is it breaks down the trust and the relationship between the people, and people stop feeling safe. A gossip tells everything, but a true friend keeps a secret. When someone covers up for your mistakes, you know, when you've made a blunder and you think, "Oh, well, I'm for the high jump now," and someone steps in, maybe your boss or a co-worker or maybe a friend or maybe a family member, and they take the blame or they divert the attention or they make an excuse for your mistakes. Doesn't that cut you to the heart? Doesn't that say something to you? That's a true friend. We are so busy sometimes in life, complaining about one another, telling other people about our neighbour, saying, "Well, I heard them arguing over the fence last night." Come on, we don't need to do that. When God blesses his people, their city prospers, but deceitful lies can destroy a city. It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbours. If you're sensible, you'll keep quiet. A gossip tells everything, but a true friend will keep a secret. This is God's wisdom. Okay, Solomon wrote it down to some young men 3,000 years ago. Isn't there something in there for us here and now, though? Is there something in that, a bit of God's wisdom, that can make your life better today? There's a timelessness. There's a something that rings true about it, doesn't it? When you hear God's wisdom, there's a goodness and a peace. There's a cerebral curb appeal. You want to pull up next to it because it feels good. It feels right. You know why? Because it's from God, and it is. And God wants to bless his people. God wants their city to prosper. And sometimes we've just got to keep our traps shut and not complain about other people and give them the room and love them and let them make mistakes in a high trust environment. What do you think? The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.